This recording, Jiangsu 38, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inchy goose began to strike around his office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive either, 5 or 6 times the cost of a penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, lower, so it was a fair price for a cure. I come from Jiangsu, China. I began to learn English when I was at middle school. I was excited because English was fresh to me, and I really worked hard at it. So I usually got 4 marks at English. That made me happy. Now, I'm a college student, and I choose English as my major. I hope I can become an excellent English speaker. Kongzi, Neng Ri. Sha er zi yi, zi ya, sha er si shi zi, ba zi ya fu. Yu pong zi yun fan nei, ba zi ya fu. Ren ba zi er ben yuan, ba zi juan zi fu. Wei zhen zi er. Zi ya, si xian bao. Yi yin zi bi zi, ya, si wu ya. Zi yu wen xiu, zi ya, jin zi xiu zi, si wei neng yan. Zi ri chung ma, jie yu neng yan. Ba jin hu zi bi fu. Zi ya, si chi su zi, gong chi su yu, cha chi su yan. Ren yin su zi, ren yin su zi.